Hi, you reached emergency roadside assistance. My name is Kim. Are you currently in need of roadside assistance?
Yes.
Are you calling me from a safe location?
Yes.
Okay. Can I start with your first name?
My first name is Yesenia.
Can you spell that?
It's Yesenia. Yes. Yesenia.
Last name?
Guardado.
Guar. What's the rest?
Guardado.
Okay. And I got a callback number?
951-255-7916.
Okay. Would you like to receive mobile test updates today, which includes the name of your service provider, their phone number, and their ETA?
Well, if it's for me, you were saying the phone number and the mobile devices? I mean, mobile company?
Yes, like your phone, you will get a text message.
Okay.
With your service provider's information.
Let me repeat that. It's through Verizon, and then I can repeat my phone number if you need it again.
Is ending in 7916, correct?
Yes.
Okay, message and data rates may apply. And
okay.
Can I have your policy number and the last 6 digits of the VIN of the vehicle that you're calling about?
The policy number is 0401-1819-0296188.
And the last 6 digits of the VIN of the vehicle?
It's 015524.
Okay.
And I've never used roadside assistance, so I don't know exactly what it entails, to be honest. This happened this morning. My husband was driving the vehicle, and he hit a pothole.
Mm-hmm.
And the two tires on the left side are done. Like, they went flat. He was able to manage to go back to the house because it was down the street. But now to take it to a place to get those tires replaced, is that covered, or is there like a certain mileage, or? I honestly don't know anything about roadside assistance because this is like the first time I've needed to use it.
Okay. What roadside usually covers is like, I can tell you, what vehicle are you calling about today?
The one that I gave you, the VIN number that I gave you, it's the Honda, the 2022 Honda Accord Hybrid.
What color is that vehicle?
Agree.
Gray. Okay. Okay, it says that yours cover towing, a jump start, light duty towing, fuel delivery, but you're responsible for the cost of fuel, lockout, a low clearance tow, tire change, and tire inflation, and also winching, meaning if you got stuck like in snow or mud.
Okay, so towing would be covered. I would just have to pay for the fuel.
No,
Is that what I'm
that was
understanding?
no, that what I listed to you were all the services that were available to you. With towing is paid
Okay.
for as long as it's within a certain amount of miles, because you have a certain amount of
Okay.
miles in your coverage that is covered. So,
Okay.
let's see. Can your vehicle shift out of park?
And then the look, I believe so.
Is your vehicle a four-wheel drive or all-wheel
Yes.
drive? Okay, and
I
it's
think it's
assessed.
a front wheel drive. Yeah. And then the other little dilemma that I have is that I'm trying to take it to a Costco that's down the street, but they don't open until 10 a.m.
Okay. Let's see.
So you pretty much coordinate a service, right?
You have 100 miles worth of coverage.
Okay. Yeah, this is down the street, probably like no more than 2 miles.
If Costco's isn't open, you would need to call us back when Costco's open because we can't do services in advance.
Okay. So
But
then I'll
I
just
will
kind of go through the
also.
same questions.
No. When you call, just let them know that you already have a ticket open and your phone number should access your ticket. But make sure you call
Okay.
Costco to see if they have your tire in stock before you get towed.
Yes. I was going to call them first, but I'm like, you know what? Let me call Mercury Roadside Assistance first because I don't even know what the heck they're going to ask me. And if there's even any coverage, because like I said, I don't know what the policies are. But now I know. Thank you for all that useful
You're
information.
welcome. You're welcome.
But I'll go ahead and call back then. Thank you very
Okay.
much.
You're welcome. Good luck.
Thank you. Bye.
You're welcome. Bye.